Today, if you'd like to turn with us in the second chapter of Jeremiah. I'm afraid in America a lot of times we get so involved with the things of life because people are not being persecuted as blatantly as they are in some parts of the world for their religious beliefs. I'm afraid a lot of times we forget God and we forget how important God is unto each and every one of us until a sickness or something comes, and then we go looking for God and wanting somebody that we feel like can get in touch with God to pray with us. But you know, each and every one of us, Christ died that we could have a personal relationship with God. It's not that we have to go to a priest or some body that is looked upon as being a person that can be in touch with God, but God died that each and every individual can have a personal relationship with Him, and that we can pray and get our prayers answered. And you know, it's good to have Christian brothers and sisters that we can go to, that we can talk with, that are Christians, that we have confidence in being a person that can get a prayer through. Because I've been to the place where you can be in so much pain, you cannot pray for yourself more than say, God have mercy. But you and I today, we should live our life to where we're not ashamed for somebody to come and ask us to pray with them, that we've got our prayer life in tune to where we can get on our knees if it's on the street in town and get a hold of God. And you and I today, God wants each one of us to have that relationship. And it's great to have a Christian leader that you can look up to and you can have confidence in. But they will soon be dead and gone. And you need to start moving up to where you can be that person. You know, I can remember back over my life, many Christians that I could look up to, many people that I knew could pray a prayer that would get through to heaven. But about every one of them is dead today. They've long gone. And if I was still dependent upon them, what a shape I'd be in. But I'm so thankful each one of us can have that personal relationship with God. We can get out where nobody else is praying the prayer that's upon our heart and get an answer from the God of the whole universe. That's how important it is to know God. If you'd like to read with us one verse in the second chapter, book of Jeremiah, the 32nd verse, and can a maid forget her ornament or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Now, God speaking that, they've forgotten me days without number. That means they went a long time and they never even give thought to me. They've never even thought about all that I've done for them. They've just got in a place where everything's going okay for them, and they just put me out of mind and out of thought and never considered that I'm still right there watching over them. I'm the one that protected. I'm the one that provided. I'm the one that's looking down from heaven at each and every one of us today. We can look back over our life and we can see many places maybe, or we come to that place where we forgot about all that God had bestowed upon us because we got on a job or we got the people that come in that were visited or whatever it might be. Our work was so involved with our sickness moved in and we got occupied with something else and we found out it had been several days since we got on our knees and prayed. It had been several days since we'd opened up the Word of God and began to read to find out just what God had to say to us. We were dependent upon somebody else to pray. We were dependent upon somebody else to read the Word. But God said, you and I today, we forgot Him. What's going to happen when it comes our turn that we need to get in touch with God? We let heaven take the law that amounts to worth, Lord. Separate us from the most important that we'll ever come in contact with. The day people we say, oh, I need a knife, oh, I need a knife score, I want a brand new suit. But all those things are going to pass away. But that that we have with God, it will endure forever and ever. God said they come the wind of the hill, and you and I, when our life is over, we can go to be where He is. You know, God said that when we go there, we can stay with Him for all of eternity. We never have to leave. And you read all you want to in the Bible about what it says about heaven and what it's going to be like. And all words just fail to explain it. And yet God said, if you remember me, all of this I've done for you. Christ come, hung and died on Calvary. And even at the end of His life was praying, Father, forgive them. Today the people that has forgotten God, Christ is praying that prayer, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Speak unto them, deal with their heart, you and I. Every one of us has been to that place in life where something separated our mind from the things of God. We forgot just how important it was. If you've never known it, you've let the cares of the world blind you to what God has in store for us. And you and I today, oh how precious it is to be able to get out on your knees and pray and talk to God and to feel the warmth of that Holy Spirit come down. Know that the God of the whole universe is listening just unto you. That He's taken time out of everything that there is to be done in the whole world to be mindful of what it is that you're concerned with. Oh, how I love to get out on a clear night when the stars are shining so bright and look up and to think of a God that's so mighty that He created all of that. I can stand there and look up and say, thank you, God. Begin to whisper a prayer and feel it come right down there around me. Why? God, if I am the one, I'm saying He's hear my cry. I don't know how far it is out there to heaven. And that song I used to hear, back when I was a kid, how far is heaven? I don't know if it's miles. How far it would be. But it just be close to the prayer. If you and I pray and talk to God. Man today, let their self walk far from God because of the cares of this world. They are what has separated us from God. They're the very things that's keeping us from having what we should have with God. Because, you know, I've had people to say in life, well, God no longer talks to people. We just have to walk with faith and hope and pray that when we die, we'll be all right. You know, that'd be a sad way to live. Christ will give us an assurance. Let us know. Because He said, that Spirit will take up its abode in your heart. And without that, we have no part with God. And if we haven't been born again, and I don't mean by joining the church, if we haven't been born again by having the Spirit of God come into our heart and life, we're still in our sin. All right, if you'd like to read with us in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, start with the very first verse. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now here he said, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You know, each and every one of us here, he's telling us to set our affections on things above. And you get to thinking about the things that God has promised to us there in heaven. And then you start thinking about the things here in this world that you've let hinder you from even dwelling upon what God has in store for you, from even listening unto the voice of the Lord, to be obedient unto what God is saying unto you. And because of this, we find the Spirit begins to slip in our heart. It was the laugh. Because of that very thing, we took our eyes off of Christ. Peter back there when he stepped out to walk on the water, as long as he kept his eyes, he had no problem with the waves rolling there. But because he looked away, he began to say, you and I, we can't face the things of the world and come out victory at the end if we got our eyes open crying. But we must keep focused and our heart, what's the most important thing? You are important of my Lord. He can't even, no man can put his word. His children, not his job or nothing else before God. But God must be first, unless we're willing to forsake our wife and our children, our houses, our land, and all these things. He said, you can't be my disciple. And today, in America, few people are willing to forsake these things. You know, we hear so much in New Orleans about the water, how that it's come in, and the houses that wasn't torn down are going to have to be torn down, or most of them, because of the mold and the mildew that's coming in, and it cannot be cleaned up. And I was talking to a man in Springfield Friday. And he's from Mississippi. And I was talking to him and I said, I've seen that on television in the news. And I said, here we're familiar with destruction coming a quarter of a mile or maybe even a mile wide and running for a long way of a tornado where it just lays everything flat. But I said, I've seen pictures of that. And they said, as far as Mississippi goes to the Gulf, the full width of the state, it laid everything flat. He said, you can't imagine what it's like. He said, it carried salt water 60 miles inland. He said, their field system, that's so good now because of the salt water. It's just about killer. And he said, even on beyond there, the destruction, he said, there are people there that lost everything. But then their land that they had, that they made their living on, is so good they don't want to make a living on anymore. You and I today, there are people slaves their own life to lay up something that they can step back in their old ways and say, I've got it made now. I've made my living. I can step back and take it easy. That in a moment's time was left with nothing. You and I today, the only thing that we'll have is that we have with God. Hold on to him as never before. Put our faith and trust in him. Don't let the things of God slip. As we read to you, don't forget God. God remembers us. But if we forget him, we'll stand before him as our judge, and not as our Savior. You know, America has forgotten God time and time again. I'll go so far as to say years without number. Take it as a whole. And you know, we've probably got more people in America today going to church as far as a number than ever before. I'm talking about regular attenders. But we've got fewer born-again Christians in America than ever before. A lot of people are dependent upon their denomination or this or that to get them through. But you know, you and I today, the only thing that's going to get us through is a Spirit-filled heart, born-again experience with God, staying on fire for God, being just what God would have us to be. You know, the Bible said, He'd rather we be hot or cold, because if we're lukewarm, He'll spew us out. You and I today, we stand before God. We better be on fire. And today, there's so many things to distract us. Oh, America's heart was touched when we see all of the destruction that was going. But listen to the destruction in the world over just the last year. The tsunami that hit over in Indonesia, and I don't even know if they've ever really reached a toll of how many was killed. Disaster after disaster has happened around the world. And this morning, as I listen to the news, an earthquake that they've already said there's 30,000 that's been killed. Time after time after time, disaster one just right after another one happened. And yet, man, we turn around and instead of saying, God have mercy, man is standing and cursing God and saying, why you let this happen? And the world can't feel the love that God, He would let these things happen. God has shown mercy time and time again. And man just forgets the mercies of God and walks right on by. Then when God lifts His hand to mercy and let destruction come for a while, then we say, oh, He's not a God of love. God is your love. But He also says there's coming a time when the anger of God, man, is going to extend. How? Because we fail to listen and to heed the warnings of God. You and I today, God just is waiting for us to kneel before. What kind of a loving God that He is. Come before Him. Ask Him for forgiveness. And we can find it. But today, people just wants to think that God is merciful. And He is. And that God is so loving that He won't let anything bad happen to us. Somebody's not reading the Word of the Lord. God tells us that judgment is coming. And the judgment of God is going to be as unbelievable for man to comprehend as the love and the mercy of God was.
True.
You know, you can read in the Bible, God destroyed this world once because of the sins of people with water and saved 8 souls. And you know, scientists and them will tell you that's a myth. But the ark is there. They know where it's at. And God has proven Himself. Everything that God said has come to pass the way that He said it. And how many rainbows do you see every year? God put that there to remind man the next time it's going to be with fire. The earth and the fullness thereof will be burned up. But man, we forget those things. We want to put them from our mind. We don't want to be remembered of them. Don't want to even have anybody remind us of them. But yet, you know, Christ, He come, bled and died, that man might be forgiven. But only those that come and ask, only those that surrender unto God are the ones that will receive. And you and I today, being obedient unto God makes all the difference in the world. Why? Because He said, if you try and climb up any other way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. Christ is the door, the only way. We're living in a society of Americans. I'm not talking about the rest of the world. Of America that says, you know, all these other forms of religion, it's all right. They're worshiping the same God. It's all the same God. It's not. It's not, because the biggest majority of us don't want to accept Christ as being the Son of God. And if we deny Him, we've denied our only hope of being redeemed. Why? It's Christ's blood is all that redeems man. No other blood can be shed that can redeem you and I when we stand before God. We must have that applied to our heart and life. We must be forced to hear that. Lay aside the cares of the world. Get our mind and heart upon God. Know and understand beyond the shadow of the doubt that God is our Redeemer. Christ died for us. And that we accept that plan of salvation. Then live for it. Why? Because He said you're bought with a price. You're not your own. I own you if I been. You're Redeemer. You belong to me. You're not your own. You don't do your own will anymore. But you're obedient unto me. Your desire to my will is what's important. Granny, God allows us to go out and have jobs and to make a living and a lot of things. But those cannot even come before the will of God in our life. If we're working at a job and God says, I want you to quit and go and do something else and tells you what it is, I strongly advise you to do exactly what God said. Because you will not prosper until you do. And man today has forgotten God too long a time. You know, our life is so short. We just don't even realize how short that it is. Too many times people, and I forget where I've got it wrote in this Bible or if it's in my, yeah, I do. I figured this up once. A person that's 35 years old has lived 12,784 days. They've lived 306,816 hours. 18,408,960 minutes. Now, you know, we think, oh, life's a long time. Well, if you could take that all the way up to 80, well, let's do it just at 70. I'm 60 years old. In 70 years, 25,567 days. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, I'm another year older. That's 365 days off of your life. And life is very short. Each and every one of us, if we just think of spending 2 hours a week in church in 70 years at that time, we would only spend 7,280 hours of our life of 25,567 days. That ain't much, is it? Not much. 7,280 hours. That's if we're spending 2 hours a week in church. And people say, oh, I give my life to the Lord. 12 o'clock comes, if the preacher ain't done, they'll get up and walk out. Why? I've got stuff to do. My life is important. If things are important, we better remember God. Give Him more of our life because God has blessed us so much. In America, look at what God has blessed us with. All the modern conveniences that a lot of the world don't have. And yet we say we don't have time to go to church. We don't have time for this. We don't have time for that. When it comes to the worship of the Lord, you and I, we don't have time not to worship God. Because if we fail to get our mind and our heart upon Him, we're going to find out when the end of our life comes, we're going to look back and say, oh, what a waste. Oh, what a weight, if only I had. Why don't we get some song to sing? You know, each one of us here, we might think when we're young that life is long. You know, I can remember back when I was just young that it seemed like it was taking me forever to get 16 before I could get my license. I thought I was never going to get to be 16. It seemed like it was a year from Christmas to Easter. You know, now it seems like it's only about 6 months or less from Christmas to Christmas. When I got 16, it wasn't nothing. It seemed like I was 21. When I turned 21, it seemed like just before I turned around, I was in my 40s. You and I today, life passes by so quickly.
It's true.
And that we do for God is the only thing that will last.
Amen.
You know, when I come to down to death, they can lay anything they want to in the casket with me. But when I come out of that grave, all that went into that casket will still be there. Except that body, if it was lived for the Lord, I'll raise in a new body. All that I had here in this life will still be here. Just be somebody else's. But that I laid up in heaven with God, that can be with me for all of eternity. You and I, the Bible said, lay up treasures in heaven. Please, I beg you, while we sing some verse of a song, life is so short. Death is so short. Don't say no to God. If God is speaking to your heart today, please, I remind you, you don't have no promise of tomorrow. Today is all that you are sure of. You know, the breath that's in your lungs right now, you can say is mine. That next one is a gift from God. The blood that your heart just pushed out, that you can claim, but whether it takes another beat or not, you don't know. Each one of us, we will face God with the life that we live. And He said the way that we die is how we're going to stand before Him. If we die a Christian, we can stand there right in the sight of God. But if we die with sin in our life, we'll stand before God undone, having to give an account of that sin. And those that God rejects, you'll find, He said, turn in to the lake of fire. I hope and pray that each and every one that's here today is a Christian. If not, that before you have to face death, or at least while God is still knocking upon your heart, you have another opportunity to let Him in. You know, the Bible said, my spirit will not always strive with man. And I can remember Dad testifying of an old man that come to church. And Dad was holding a revival, give an altar call, and nobody come. And he said, after the altar call, this old man stood up and pleaded with all the people there that's lost. He said, don't do as I done. He said, I thought I had a long life ahead of me. And for 20 years, he'd been coming to church every time the doors was open. He said, praying that God would knock upon my heart one more time. He said, God's speaking to you. He said, don't say no. He said, I may never get another chance. If I don't, I'm going to hell. Because I rejected what God knocked upon my heart. I wanted to do other things. Dad said he never had his heart broken much in his life as to hear the plea to that. Then to think of the people for all of eternity in hell, lifting their voice and praying, God have mercy. But for eternity, too late to get a prayer answered. Today, mercy's being extended, and a loving hand from a loving God. Don't say